Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. So that means it is Take Control Tuesday. And Manta, we have been going through line by line the mortgage application. And today we're going to talk about something that a lot of people don't want to discuss, but that's our expenses.
Right. As we've been saying, when you are applying for a mortgage, in the different sections, you have to verify the information that you're telling them. And I encourage people to go to our website at TakeControlTuesday.com. You can get the whole series or MoneySmartLife.org. But today we're going to talk about verifying expenses for the mortgage. First of all, before we get into that, let's talk about bills, right? Mm-hmm. Randy, everybody got bills, right? Mm-hmm. People will tell you that I got to pay these bills.
Right.
Well, what are bills? Bills are broken up into two sections. Number one, there's living expenses and there's debts. Mm-hmm. That's what people characterize as bills. Now, living expenses, which are utilities costs, which are food costs, how much you spend on transportation, not counting car payments, but gasoline, Ubers, things like that. Those are your living expenses. Those are not what's counted on your mortgage application. On your mortgage application, they're looking at your debts.
Okay.
That's what they're talking about when they talk about bills. So for debts, they include your monthly payment plus the total amount owed plus how many months are left on the debt. So, for example, if you've got a car note, how much it is each month, what's the total amount left, how many months are left.
Got
student
it.
Loans can be tricky because a lot of people are under reduced payment plans. But when they figure your mortgage, they use your regular term, which means a lot higher payment for people, which can throw off your debt-to-income ratio.
Right.
It's not impossible to get a house with a student loan, but you need to be aware of what's going on and how to handle that. And once again, you know, we offered this last week. We'll do it again. If you have a specific question, just send it to info@moneysmartlife.org and we'll try to get you an answer. But different lenders calculate student loans differently, but just be aware that they're going to talk about your total balance, not that reduced or deferred payment that you have. The other thing it includes is child support and alimony. If you have court-ordered formal agreement child support or alimony, they're going to calculate that as a bill or a debt. If it's a casual agreement where there's nothing in the court, you don't have to disclose that and it won't be calculated. Any regular deductions from your savings account. Remember last time we talked about you had to turn in 3 months worth of bank statements? Well, if they see a repeating deduction, you're going to have to explain that. Now, It might be as simple as you depositing money into a savings account, but they're going to want to know what that is.
Exactly.
So that's what they're asking for when you have to verify expenses for a mortgage. Once again, they're going to do a deep dive and you have to tell them everything because it's just the best way to go.
It is the best way to go because you don't want any troubles. And we have been covering these topics for a while now. How do we find them?
Yeah, go to our website. Once again, that's TakeControlTuesday.com for the podcast series. There's links there, archives back for 5 years. You can also go to moneysmartlife.org. There's blog posts and other helpful information. Remember, our goal is empowering sustainable financial well-being for working class families. You know, we're facing some tough times financially. There are people facing absolute destruction and there are people that are thriving as well. You got to be smart with your money, and that's the purpose of our website and our podcast, is to help people maximize their financial well-being.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Manta.
Thank you.